From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the president believes are flaws in the agreement.
But he is, I think, signaling to Iran and to our other partners, there are serious flaws in this agreement. Everyone acknowledges there are serious flaws. And so he would like to get the Congress to give us their sense of this issue so we have a strong voice, a strong unified voice once and for all representing the American position, which then allows us to engage with friends and allies and other signatories around how do we address these gaps and these flaws in this nuclear agreement.
Tillerson on CNN, he also said on Sunday that President Trump wants the conflict with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program to end peacefully.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts, as I have commented to others. Our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now 276. It's the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. But the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. Among the injured was VOA reporter in Mogadishu Abul Qadir Mohamed Abdullah, who sustained injuries to his neck, hands, and had burns throughout his body. This is VOA News.